This is Dr. Lisa dictating a new consultation. Please use the consultation template. Patient last name is Kabahit. K-A-B as in boy, A-H-I-T as in Tom. First name is Enrique. E-N-R-I-Q-U-E. Date of birth is July 3, 1958. Date of service is January 22, 2013. Referring provider is Bill Wong, W-O-N-G-M-D. Chief complaint, trigger finger, rule out autoimmune disorder. Subjective, this is a 54-year-old male with history of bilateral trigger finger who's here for evaluation for possible autoimmune disorder. Next paragraph, he's still having a symptom of trigger finger on the left hand. In 2011, he had trigger finger release surgery on the femoral finger on the left. He remains without any trouble on the left. Next paragraph, in early 2012, he started having a similar symptom in the right finger, at the index finger. He has gone through physical therapy, which seems to have made a partial improvement. It is now less frequent, but pretty consistent in the morning time and after prolonged inactivity. Patient has tried to avoid the surgery and currently being observed under the care of Dr. Bravar, B-U-R-G-A-R. He also noticed a joint enlargement in the right hand for about 1 year as well. He has been recommended by Dr. Saw, S-A-W, to rule out possible autoimmune disorder. Next paragraph, his other pertinent past medical history is that he's allergic to antihistamine, which causes liver enzymes to be elevated. He also had chronic hematuria for a long time, status post-evaluation by urologist, without any clear diagnosis. He also has cataract surgery already. Past medical history, hypertension 2010, left hand trigger finger, index finger, and the ring finger 2010. Index finger and the middle finger 2010, next left hand trigger finger, ring finger 2005, next cataract 2003, deviated septum 1995, next seasonal algae with algae shots 1992, next low H&H 2012. Past surgical history calls 2008, 2010, 2011, 2012 for the polyp. Next angiogram 2010, outcome is normal. Next trigger finger release surgery on the left in 2010. In 2005, next cataract surgery 2004 and 2003. Next septoplasty 1995. Medication allergy, penicillin, gypsum, rash, antihistamine, given liver enzyme elevation. Medication, losartan, next low-dose aspirin, next Nasonex spray, next pantomase spray, next acyclovir, prophylaxis for cold sores, next nasal decongestant as needed. Supplements include occubites, slow-fee, next multivitamin, fish oil, CoQ10, glucosamine. Family history patient has a mother and father with arthritis, also has a family history of diabetes and hypertension. Social history patient is an engineer. He is married, has two children, he does not smoke. The view is a simple template. He admits no sweats and weight gain, mouth sores, blood in the urine, morning stiffness in less than 1 to 2 hours. Physical exam is all per template, axis skeleton per template. Peripheral skeleton, please change the hands. Patient has a slight creaking of the right index finger at the MCT joint MCT joint. There is no sign of itis, or pain with the palpation or warmness of touch. Diagnostic data dated September 2012, your analysis is positive for 2 plus blood with 12 RBC. BNP is within normal limits. CBC shows slight anemia with an HNH of 12.4 over 36.8, VP HNH is 13.2 over 38.9, while she is on the supplement. Impression number one, trigger fingers bilaterally, left hand is status post-surgery, right hand is affecting the index finger period. On the physical examination, there's slight clicking of the right MCP joint number 2 period. There is no history to suggest autoimmune disorders such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus material. Recommendation number one, I would complete the autoimmune workup to include the x-ray of the right hand to rule out erosive change of the joint material. Next, I would also do a blood work, including repeat CBC, ESR, CRT, rheumatoid factor, anti-CCP antibody, ANA, C3, C4, and TSH period. I will see you in about 2 weeks to follow up on the test result period. This is the end of dictation.